everyone. Welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, just breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen, especially us women building businesses from home, you know, are just dabbling in business in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And I'm very excited to be bringing today's guest on. As the founder and owner and CEO of Veterans Home Care, Bonnie Lederman has helped more than 18,000 veterans and their spouses receive in-home care through the unique Vet Assist program. Bonnie started the business in 2003 to answer a need in the military community. Many veterans and their families fail to access available benefits from the Department of Veterans Affairs due to a lack of awareness. As a caregiver for her late mother, Bonnie personally experienced the frustration of failing to access accessible VA benefits in her mother's time of need. Bonnie and her husband, the CFO, Howard Lederman, have overseen the growth of the company from a one-woman operation to becoming one of the largest women-owned companies in the St. Louis metro region, with multiple locations throughout the country, serving veterans in 46 states with a network of more than 3,400 home care providers. Veterans Home Care has earned the Better Business Bureau's Torch Award for Ethics and the Inc. 5000 Award of Fastest Growing Companies 7 times. Bonnie personally has been recognized with numerous awards, including the St. Louis Journal's Most Influential Woman. And I just absolutely love that she is out there making this kind of a difference for veterans. So, Bonnie, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Dori, thank you very, very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
And it's an honor to have you. It really is. And, you know, we say it all the time that women start with why. When we have something that we need and it's not out there, women begin it. Women start it. Women make it happen. And I, please share with us your journey as you and give us your why that led you to creating Veterans Home Care.
Okay, I'd be happy to do that. In 2002, my mom had severe breast cancer. She was living in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and I live in St. Louis, Missouri. I went there 1 week out of every month for 9 months. In the 9th month, I was desperate and started asking organizations for help because my mom's income was only $633 a month. Well, it turned out somebody said, is mom a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran of wartime? And I was jumping up and down and said, yes, my dad's a World War II veteran and I need help. She's all alone. And so they told me about this program. It's called Aid in Attendance, and it's a benefit for wartime veterans and their surviving spouse if they meet the medical and financial requirements. Well, I was thrilled because my mom obviously met them. But the next day, the doctor said, Bonnie, take your mom back to St. Louis. She's terminal. Well, I was furious. Nothing made me angrier to know that my mom could have had help for the 9 months that she was feeling that way, and I worried every day about my mom. So on the way back to St. Louis, I made my mom a promise, and I said, Mom, I'm starting a company, and it's going to be for people that are in your situation, and I am going to help veterans and surviving spouses utilize this program. So that's how my why got started.
You know, I'm fanning, my eyes are kind of filling with tears, just listening to the passion in your voice and the frustration of not knowing that these services were available for your mom and making sure that other children don't have
the knowledge. They
fail.
Don't know.
Yeah, don't have that knowledge that mm-hmm. it is there. And I'm going to ask, though, what you said about they have to apply that medical and financial need. What are the financial needs of it?
Yeah, well, that's a very good question. But there's three requirements. There's the military service. They had to have served at least one day during a wartime, and they need to have an honorable discharge. The medical, they need to be 60% housebound. And the money, and what is the dollar amount? That is individual. Dory, I've helped over 18,000 people. I can give you 18,000 scenarios. But that's what Vet Assist does. We analyze whether this person is going to get the benefit or not.
It's an amazing thing. So you, veterans wouldn't have to have been injured or anything like that during their wartime service, correct?
That is correct. They are. This is not disability. The veterans have two pensions. One is disability, and one is the aid and attendance pension for medical benefits. Most people choose to use the home care because they do not want to go anywhere else. They want to age in their home.
You know, it to me, when you look at the cost of what it is to be in a nursing home and things like that, it makes so much more sense to me.
Well, it can, you
that
can
if you are
up.
Able to stay home to have
exactly.
home care.
Exactly.
How expensive does the home care get, Bonnie?
Well, the VA has a maximum amount on the pensions. A surviving spouse can get up to $1,209 a month. A single veteran can get $1,881, and a married couple can get $2,230. Now, that's the maximum benefit, and that's where Vet Assist comes in. We can help the person get the maximum benefit. You have a choice. You can go to a VSO, and a VSO will not be able to give you home care. The benefit that Vet Assist gives you is we can start you with home care as long as we can verify that you will be eligible for the benefit. And we offer a no-interest loan to the client, and that's how they are able to start care immediately, the first of the following month.
So Home Care Assist itself offers this no-interest loan until their benefits kick in?
Vet Assist offers that, yes. Vet Assist is our brand name. My company's name is Veterans Home Care. Now, Vet Assist is what people really know us as because, again, it's our brand name. And the person will be getting the loan from the Vet Assist program. And, yes, they pay us back when they get the money from the pension. That could take from anywhere from 90 days to 9 months. And we are willing to pay for that until they are entitled so that they can start home care. We've helped over 18,000 total strangers. We've given them home care.
My mouth is hanging open here.
I know.
You know, I watched my aunt. My Uncle Joe served in World War II. You know, he was on Normandy Beach. Would never speak of it. We actually didn't find it out until he was he was 90 years old, I think, when we found out the whole extent of things going on. And I pushed her to be going to the VA, that they needed home care. We didn't know about your organization, but fortunately for her, the person that she was working with kind of fast-tracked them because you know how long it can take. The red tape that goes on, and you know what? My uncle wound up with home care for 5 days a week. He passed in his own bed, you know, after opening day at Yankee Stadium, you know, the Yankees won, and that night he just drifted off, you know, next to his wife of 40-something years. And I pushed her. I'm like, look, you are his spouse. You are somebody who has health issues.
Correct.
And meanwhile, knowing nothing about your program, But mm-hmm. she wound up with home health care 3 days a week.
That's
because
wonderful.
Of it. So I'm actually going to connect her to you because she might be entitled to even more than she's getting. You know?
We've helped over, as I said a couple of times, the 18,000 people. We're in 46 states. We are in business for 17 years. We have over 100 employees, and we have a provider network of over 3,400 home care agencies.
You must be so proud.
I'm proud.
You should be. You really should be. What an accomplishment, Bonnie, to start this.
I have not worked for 17 years. That's how much I love what I'm doing.
Isn't that fun? My son asked me that once. He goes, when are you going to retire? I was like, I've been retired my whole life. I was like, I love what I do. It's only work if you don't like it.
Yeah.
You know, it really is. It's only work if you don't like it. So what do these benefits pay for?
They are for very few things. It's called qualifying medical expenses, such as anything with insurance for medical, anything for home care, and also diapers and diabetic supplies are qualifying medical expenses. The VA will not pay for rentals because it's not an ongoing thing. It can stop at any time. It's very specific. And most people choose to use the home care because they want to stay at home.
And now when you have home care, that's daily living things. It's helping you with bathing and dressing and cooking and shopping and doctor's appointments, all of those kind of things, correct?
That's and meal preparation and laundry and personal care and bathing. Anything that's called daily living, you know, daily living. That's all this program is for.
You know, it's an amazing thing. There are so many resources out there for our veterans that they're not aware of.
It is.
And, yeah, it really is. And it's, I so applaud that you are making people aware of this, that you are out there literally on the front line letting people know that they are entitled to this. This is they sign that check. When you become a veteran, you put that uniform on, you sign a blank check, and you are willing to pay up to and including with your life. When you are done and you hang up that uniform, our country should provide you everything
Story,
you need.
My brother is a Vietnam veteran. He was in early years. He was in 64. He has Agent Orange. He has been my client for over 8 years. He is terribly sick, and he does get disability, but it turned out that the aid in attendance is giving him more money that he can stay at home and not go to another facility. So I know firsthand how important this is.
Your mom must be so happy looking down that you are helping your brother.
Well, and her husband.
Well, you know what? I'm serious. Yep, absolutely.
If I didn't have, he was actually my stepfather, but if he wasn't the person that was in the service, I would have never known about this. And I am very grateful to be doing what I'm doing.
On that note, we are going to take a quick break. We're going to say thank you to our sponsors, and we'll be back here in just a moment on Word of Mom Radio.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than one in four children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
From the beach to a ball game, from your office to a locker, StadiumBags.com has the clear bags for you. Don't let our name fool you. We are not just for sports fans.
The great thing about our bags is, yes, they meet the size requirements for pro and college sports. More importantly, they have the quality, versatility, and style that will stand up to years of use. You can feel free to clean your bags with the solvents that are going to keep the germs away from your home and your personal belongings and still make safety and convenience coexist. So find us at stadiumbags.com. You'll see why we are your clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back on Word of Mom Radio. We are talking with Bonnie Lederman, and we are talking about her Vet Assist program and all of the work that she has been doing for 17 years, helping veterans and their spouses get the home health care that they need. Let's go into how do people apply for this and what does it entail?
Okay. Well, as I mentioned before, there are three requirements, and we get most of our referrals from the 3,400 home care agencies that we work with. However, we work with many social workers and discharge planners. We have a very large presence online. We have a website, and we also do some advertising on Facebook, which is a tremendous help. Our website is www.veteranshomecare.com. When people call into Veterans Home Care or for the Vet Assist program, they are received by our enrollment department, who receives all the referral calls. They go through our questionnaire, and we make sure if they're eligible that then we move them on to our regional support. Now, during regular times, we go out and visit the family with the family at the meeting. But unfortunately, COVID has come along and changed everybody's life, and we are not able to go into homes at this time. So everything we do is over the phone, and we talk about the program with them, and we explain that we are offering a no-interest loan to them because it needs to be proven to the VA that they are paying for their own home care. And as it turns out, it is paying for your own home care, even though you have a loan, so we have proof to show the VA. Then, out of 100 referrals, only about 15 of them are going to qualify, and that's because of the money. There is a limit to assets, and that's $129,000 in liquid assets. That means CDs, IRAs, anything you have that you can turn into money. A house and a car are exempt, so we don't ask that. But we do ask very personal questions, because unless we know your exact income and your exact assets, we are not able to help the person.
You are the experts out there, so they should be upfront with you.
Won't qualify, we won't help them, and we try and gear them into another resource. We never just hang up and say, sorry, you don't qualify. We want them to be helped. Now, we also have another service called the Smart Companion, which I can go into later.
Please.
Now, okay. The Smart Companion is a Alexa that helps seniors. Number one, it gives them 24-hour, 7 days a week emergency service. It's voice activated, so if they fall, they don't have to worry if they're wearing their necklace or push a button. All they have to do is say, Alexa, call for help. Now, they have a choice. They can call for emergency service, or they can tell Alexa to call their child. And within seconds, somebody responds to that. It's military encrypted, it's HIPAA compliant, and it provides secure Wi-Fi. So we're very, very excited about Alexa for seniors. And not only does it give you security, but it talks to you all day long and plays music. It plays games with the senior. And I can't tell you that that's the biggest problem with seniors today is loneliness and seclusion. So we're very proud of everything.
You know, my son and his wife are the recreation directors in a nursing home. And so they've been locked down since the beginning of March, even before the state of Connecticut locked down, they locked down. And they set up a television station in the nursing home. So every morning they would do, you know, live at Davis Place and do the little what was happening and whose birthdays and this and that. Things started opening just a little more, they were finally letting residents, because in the first like 2 months, residents weren't even allowed out of their rooms. Then they marked the floors with 6 feet to start, you know, but they set up, you know, out window visits where they had walkie-talkies and they'd set up a table outside the nurse, you know, outside the residents' windows for their families to come visit. They had their laptops to do FaceTime. And in all of this time, not one case.
It's amazing.
Not one person in that nursing home, 180-something residents.
We take great pride in taking very good care, and that's why we stop going in homes and do everything over the phone. It's so difficult, but it's a little harder, and we have to build a trust with our future clients, and we have a lot of accolades and a lot of proof of who we are for the 17 years. So,
it's going back to the isolation, let's face it, and now... You know, all of us. You know, for me, I work from home. So the only difference for me, I'm not going to networking events. I'm not doing the things that, you know, I would normally do. But overall, my life is my life.
Exactly.
For other people that are out there all the time, this isolation has been very difficult. And I hope in some small way, it makes them remember their grandparents or their elderly parents that are by themselves and make them realize, wow, they've been living like this for a long time. Maybe we need to be more active, even if it is just calling every day right now.
Exactly.
Because we can't see them. Doing a FaceTime call, little things like that.
Yes. And so, on the companion, you don't even have to get up to call your grandchildren or your children. You can say, Alexa, call, and it's programmed to call these people. So if they're in one of their chairs where they can't get up and down easily, it's just a blessing.
Now, this is one of the services that you provide through your vet care?
Yes, it is.
So now you said earlier it can take up to 9 months. 90 days to 9 months for approval?
Here's the problem. You have to have a certified DD-214. I don't know if you know what that is, but what it is a discharge paper, and it has to be sent in with the application, which is 30 pages, and it has to be certified. Well, sometimes we have a lot of problems getting that particular DD-214, and the VA takes a long time, and they start applying for it. So everything is delayed. That's just one of the things that can happen. So we ask for a lot of paperwork. We ask for 3 months' bank statements. We ask for their Social Security award paper. We need to have every piece of income they get. So this is difficult. This is time consuming. And you're dealing with people that are elderly and ill, and it's very hard for them. And now with the separation of COVID, it's even harder for the children to come in and look for these papers. So everything is delayed.
You know, it's funny. My daddy always carried his discharge papers.
Oh, yeah.
He was in the Korean conflict. And he had this case that had everything he ever needed. He was like, my house goes on fire. I grab that case. That's all I need. And I was like, what's it? And he was like, this, that, my discharge papers. I was like, why do you have your discharge papers? He was like, excuse me, I'm a veteran.
Lot.
Yep. You know, and I was, I was honorably discharged after serving my country in Korea.
Right.
It was a badge of honor for him.
It's
you know, it really was.
It's called the approval. It's called the seal of approval. It's just amazing.
So, it really is. And again, I just applaud you for what you are doing for these veterans, for the men and women, for their spouses, and the peace of mind that it offers their family, knowing that their mom or dad or both are being cared for.
Exactly. There's nothing better than knowing they're cared for. That's what it meant for me.
Well, as we are wrapping up, Bonnie, what would you like to leave our listeners with? And please, again, let them know how to reach you.
First of all, they can call us toll-free at 888-314-6075. And you can call us and ask us any questions, and we are happy to answer them. Our website, again, is www.veteranshomecare.com. And veterans is spelled VeteransHomeCare.com. And you can email us at info@veteranshomecare.com. We will do everything we can to determine whether you qualify or your parent qualifies for the VA benefit.
On behalf of all of our listeners, Bonnie, and the veterans and their families that you are serving, thank you.
Thank you so much from the bottom
of my heart, thank you. For all of you tuning in, thank you so much for joining us today on Word of Mom Radio. I really hope that this information is beneficial to you and that you will share it with your families, with those wonderful veterans that you are blessed to have in your life, and just go out there and make a difference for them because they make a difference for us. As we're wrapping up, this is Dori DiCarlo on behalf of all of us from Word of Mom Radio. Thanks so much for joining us. We're going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. So until next time, go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure.